Iran today welcomed a Swiss proposal for continued talks on Tehran's disputed nuclear program. The proposal to start talks between Iran and six world powers includes a staged plan leading to a simultaneous suspension of Iran's uranium enrichment work and of UN sanctions. Dr. Guido Steinberg, Middle East expert of the German Institute for International and Security Affairs, spoke with us about why these talks are not enough and the need for direct negotiations between the U.S. and Iran.
I can't imagine the U.S. standing idly by if the Iranians develop atomic weapons. And if the U.S. does not decide to engage Iran directly without any intermediators like the EU3, I see no chance of keeping Iran from developing this kind of weapons. What the Iranians want is prestige and its security, and both things only the U.S. can provide. If the U.S. talks to Iran, that would be a recognition of the Iranian role in the region and perhaps even in the world. And secondly, they want security. Security from the U.S., of course. The U.S. has been talking about regime change in Iran for years now, and the Iranians are genuinely afraid that the U.S. is planning to topple the regime in Iran. If these two questions could be settled, I think there could be a chance of Iran not developing the capabilities to produce nuclear weapons. But the prerequisite is, of course, direct talks between the U.S. And Iran. The EU3 can't provide security. They can't provide prestige, just as the U.S. could do.